Hey, give me my theme music and let's go. That's my theme music right there. You like that out? Hold up. Run that back. I can't get enough. All right, that's enough. And let's get straight to it. This is the Larry Johnson Podcast. Now, first and foremost, if you're tuning in right now, you are very high up on my list. You could have been anywhere, but you chose to be tuned in with me. And with that being said, I appreciate it. Now, without further ado, allow me to introduce myself. I'm Larry Johnson, the host, and thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. This episode is an introduction to what this podcast is about. This is just a sample. So in any case, any episode, I want y'all to know I only got four objectives. I'm just here to entertain y'all. I'm here to entertain you, educate you, and inform you on anything I might know. I'm sharing information, and that's what this is about. I'll repeat that for the ones in the back. I only got four objectives. I'm here to entertain you. I'm here to educate you. I'm here to inform you and inspire you in any way I can. So it's safe to say this podcast is all about you. We're going to talk about life. We're going to talk about cultures around the world. We're going to talk about personal stuff, people, places, things, and last but not least, politics. I wouldn't have it no other way. So here's the deal. I'm going to be talking about a variety of topics. Same time, if any one of my listeners want me to cover anything, want me to talk about anything, just shoot me a message and I will talk about it. That's my promise to you. In the meantime, I'm going to be going in on episode 2. So hang on to your hat because you're in for a long ride. This podcast has been in the making for some time. And if you follow me, you already know. But I had to make this happen for a lot of reasons and we're going to talk about that too. So follow me on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at The Larry Johnson Podcast. Now, where do we start? Inflation is up, everything high, milk high, bread high, fast food high, gas is high. Let me tell you something about inflation. It ain't really nothing you can do about it. You can cry, you can kick, scream, roll on the floor, but inflation happens historically. It's been happening before you was born. So I never was one of those type of people who cry about gas prices. Because what you going to do? Park your car and walk? You know? But you can rest assured they got people in position that are on top of this type of thing. They got people with jobs that do this. Economists and microeconomic people. So let them people do their job. So just in case you didn't know, I'm a patriot, and I'm going to tell you when I became a patriot. It was September 11th, 2001. My cousin called me early in the morning. He said, man, we under attack. Look at the news. You watching the news? I'm like, hold up. So if you was watching the news that day, that week, or that month, you know what it was like to find out the terrorists had flew some planes into the World Trade Center. And they tried to get a couple more targets. That was the day I became a patriot. From that moment on, I wanted to know what the hell is going on in the world. Now, we always heard about terrorists all our life. I guess we ain't never really paid much attention to it, you know. You know, when you was young in the 80s and, you know, in the 90s, you don't really think about that stuff. Too busy watching TV and cartoons and that type of thing. But, yeah, that was the day I became a patriot. So I love the country, the United States. I love America. I love California. So I just wanted to get that out in the open. Anyway, but whatever happened to, I still need answers about when China flew that balloon over here. Didn't they fly two balloons over here? They got some nerve to fly some balloons, fly a low-tech balloon over here with a low-tech paper mache satellite on it, trying to collect military secrets. Then they said it was a science project or something. What they say? I can't remember, but China, you're getting real bold. You must have forgot. The United States really don't play. I think we just giving y'all a pass. We just giving them a pass because one thing for sure, they don't want no F-35s at their doorstep. Y'all definitely don't want them drones flying over there in Shanghai. And them F-35s do damage, and we got more than that. So what y'all think? Some people say China can beat us in a war. I beg to differ. I always beg to differ. For years, people was like, yeah, Russia can beat us and China too. China got the technology. We got the technology. Do you understand what we got in the United States? Microsoft, Hewlett Packard, the B-52 bombers. I don't care what they got. But, aerospace companies, Northrop Grumman, Boeing, they making some stuff. They got some stuff y'all ain't never even seen. When y'all think them be spaceships and UFOs flying around the country, that ain't what that is. What that is the U.S. got a bunch of stuff y'all never seen before. They making stuff every day. They testing it out every day, you know, whether they gonna use it or not. We got the technology. Check this out. We the king capitalists. It's going to take a long time for somebody to come close to that. We got stuff y'all don't even know about. The government don't tell you everything. Just don't forget that. Just because you the people and people think, you know, we need to know all this stuff. Don't forget the government don't tell you everything. It's all kind of stuff you don't know. So, and our military is second to none. The United States is still that thing. It's sad, but we spend all our money on military equipment. We got bombs that cost $1 million, you know. And I support Ukraine. I support all the money they send into Ukraine. Israel and Taiwan, I support it all. Because, believe you me, don't think we just giving away money for the hell of it. We getting that back. There's some kind of way, somehow, we getting that back. How, I don't know. I leave that to the people who gonna get it back. But we ain't just giving money away without nothing back. Now, you know damn well how the government work. Just know if we giving away that kind of money, we going to get that back times 10. You've been here all your life. You know that. And Russia, some people say Russia could beat us. Now, we all know, we all done seen they can't even tangle with Ukraine. Ukraine ain't even had no tools like that at first. Putin tried to roll up, take over their section, but they wasn't going for it. You know, Russia done lost a bunch of people trying to run up in Ukraine like it was all gravy. Ukraine ain't going for it. Now they got the backing of the United States, the European Union, Germany, and some more people. So I don't know, Putin. I don't know. Some people thought y'all was about smoke. Some people really thought y'all was about smoke. In the back of my mind, I thought y'all was about some smoke. But I never did think y'all could beat the United States. So whoever was the ones who was saying Russia can beat the United States, they a superpower. Man, Russia don't want to tangle with the United States. And that's a fact. And Putin done killed Navalny. Man, Navalny was the only hope for Russia to get on the other side of the fence with this democracy. Putin been known to throw somebody out of window and have somebody throwed out of window or poison. Anytime y'all see something on the news where somebody fell out the window to their death, I don't care where it happened at. It could have been anywhere. It was Putin. Putin will have you poisoned, and that's just how you roll. I don't know if y'all know, but Putin was with the KGB. Y'all know what the KGB is? The KGB is like the CIA in Russia. So he know all the tricks. He know all the strategy. He a soldier. He know all the dirt. He know how to do dirty work. You know, that boy got some bodies. He got some bodies under his belt. But Putin, there will be another Navalny. You did that bad. Just like you did with the Wagner Group. I knew when the Wagner Group dude had rose up against you, I knew his days was numbered. Next thing you know, he done fell out the sky on a plane. That dude on another level. But anyway, Jing P think he slick. Every time I see him, that's the first thing come to my mind. He think he slick. They over here embedding themselves in the United States, buying up land. They buying all kind of land and companies. You know, China own more companies than y'all know. China own quite a few companies that's major in the United States. So we watching them, though. We watching y'all. You know, United States, we the type that give you enough rope to hang yourself. Just don't think you doing something. You know, you pulling the wool over our eyes because we on top of all that. Anyway, I'm going to shift gears right now. I'm going to talk about COVID-19. Where was y'all when COVID-19 hit? Because that was a big deal. That was that the pandemic was serious. I'm going to be straight up. I thought I was going to die. I was definitely watching the news during the pandemic. You know, everybody was scared. A lot of people was dying. The people was dying in the hospital. The hospital was overloaded. The hospitals were telling you stay home. Like, stay home. I was coming out like it was The Walking Dead. I was going on a run. I'm looking for rice and beans, potatoes, anything, any perishable goods that I can keep for 5 years. First aid kits and everything. I'm a doomsday prepper. Yeah, when they came out with the shots, when they say the shot was here, I was trying to be the first in line to get the shot. I'm ready to take my chances. I don't care what they say. I'm a gambling man. I've always been a gambling man. They said COVID was fake. Well, it wasn't fake to me. Because I seen over 500,000 people perishing from COVID-19. I know everybody I know lost somebody during COVID-19. I know people all over the world. And a lot of people died. All kind of people was getting buried, and they couldn't even have a funeral. They was only letting two people at the funeral. It was a tough time, but we survived. Shout out to everybody who survived COVID-19. I was one of the first ones looking for the mask. Because like I say, I'm a doomsday prepper, so when it started looking funny, I was like, man, I need to go get some masks. I was looking online. All the masks were sold out from the major distributors. I was like, man, I went in Walmart, and I found a couple boxes of black masks that was made for painting. People who paint cars and stuff like that. I bought both boxes, the last two boxes, and that lasted me for some time. But I was cleaning up my house like, man, at one point I thought it was going to be over with. Cleaning up my house like, man, they'll never find me living like a pig. You know, I was straightening up every day because I could have died right on the couch. Donald Trump about to be our next president again. I don't know what it is. That dude, he keep beating them charges, don't he? He got charges galore. He done paid $1 billion to everybody and their mama. And he keep on beating them charges. He done took out a bond or two to cover the defamation case. And it's like, it looked like he beat every case. That boy, they're calculated. So, by the looks of things, everybody unhappy with Joe Biden, but Joe Biden cool to me. I'm with Joe Biden. Joe Biden been around, you know, I don't care what they say, he been around 40 years. That means he knows something. He experienced in the job. So, I mess with Joe Biden, and I don't know if y'all looked at the statistics, but, you know, Joe Biden doing some stuff. Can't make everybody happy, so keep that in mind. Now, everybody mad at Israel. I got friends in Israel. I understand war is not the answer. But let me enlighten you on Israel, just in case you didn't know. Let me enlighten y'all about Israel. Israel is basically surrounded by a bunch of Arabic countries who wouldn't want nothing more than to wipe them off the face of the earth. Now remember something. Hitler tried it. Hitler tried to really extinguish the Jews. And let's not forget that. Fast forward to now, years later, Israel do not play. I always knew about Israel. I always knew about, you know, the Jews and the situation over there. Anybody seen that TV show on Netflix called Fauda? If you want to know anything about the situation in Israel, just watch Fauda. That's all you need to know. Israel don't play. They haven't played for a long time. Their military is strong. They the baby United States over there. You know what I'm saying? Their military is second to one, you know? But, and that's how it always went. If you attack Israel, I could have told them this. All they had to do was ask me. If you attack Israel, they pretty much coming for your whole family. They coming for your whole family tree. So you throw the rock, you could throw the rock, but Israel don't play. Everybody over there is pretty much a soldier. Everybody serves in the military for 2 years. Then they go back to civilian life. They all know how to sling that thing. You know, they ready. And remember, they said not again. They'll never let the whole Hitler thing come to pass again. But that's my take on Israel. Let's just pray for peace. And shout out to Generation Z. Generation Z done paved the way for a lot of stuff that's going on right now. You know, Generation Z don't play. They ain't going to work. They don't want to go to work no more. They ain't taking it off the boss man. They fighting for rights. They know their rights. And they raging against the machine on a bunch of levels. So I got respect for Generation Z. Do your homework on Generation Z. Say what you want about Generation Z, but they paving the way for a lot of things that's going on right now. The state of the world, life is hard, bro. Life is hard. You got to be strong. You got to have heart. You got to be strategic, especially now. Everything social media. You know, the robots coming and they taking over jobs, you know. I'm the type, I'm always learning something. I'm always trying to read something. I'm always trying to learn something, trying to know something, trying to do something. All right, all right. That concludes episode 1. Thank you for tuning in to the Larry Johnson Podcast. I just got one message for y'all before I go. Seek knowledge, stay curious, do what you love, have heart, and have money.